Goes before me. I know who stands behind the God of Awake, my soul.
Thank you.
actually really cool because I was feeling like God was saying somebody should read that Ezekiel, you know, like prophesy, son of man, and basically you did, but for extra emphasis.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Just find the place where it is. Prophesy to these dry bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And then verse 9, it says, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath entered them, and they came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Yeah, this is speaking specifically about the house of Israel. But we see that it's God's will for everyone. And so, Lord, again, I appeal to your justice. And I appeal to the fact that you died for everyone. You've made that very clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loves the world. And you want to see all people come to know you. And you, even as the passage was read earlier, Lord, you draw all people to yourself. You are drawing all people. As it says elsewhere, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. And Lord, especially as just testimony has been given about Kate, Lord, here's a person who is seeking. I pray that your breath would enter in. I pray that the wind would blow away the lies, Lord God, the lies of the enemy, that the wind would come. And yeah, I see whatever you shattered, Lord God, just being there, but then even the stuff that lay on the ground that's shattered, Lord God, would just be blown away, would be taken away so that she could see clearly. Hear clearly.
In my lighthouse?
So neat, my lighthouse is so good. I just, at the end of the prayer there, I got this picture of how we can sometimes look across the lake and see Toronto so clearly. Right? And other days, you look across and you can't see anything because of the smog sometimes, because of clouds sometimes, because of the weather. But, oh, Lord, I just pray that your presence and your breath would come. And then just as a lighthouse, like that there would be that lighthouse on the other side then. It's like if you could make the CN Tower a lighthouse, right? And just that God would be clearly seen.
I just want to pray to Jesus, actually in your name, that your breath would go into the spiritual atmosphere, your life, that it would just breathe life on people over this region, in Jesus' name.
In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you blow my heart. Thank you.
I just, Lord, I was just thinking about the reality of the lighthouse is there for everyone. It's for everyone. The lighthouse on the shore is for everyone. It's not exclusive. It's not there for some and not for others, Lord. And I praise you for that fact. That you have died for everyone. And you are calling everyone home. I pray that people would see your light shining. I pray that they would see it in us.
Closer than you know.
Thank you.
side of your light. You are our guide. You are our direction. You are our everything.
verse is just coming to me where Jesus says, I saw Satan falling like lightning down. And it's like, yes. So, Lord, we praise you that you have all authority, that you have won. I praise you that you are the Lamb that is slain and that you died for us. I just praise you.